请我们一起打开主的话，彼得前书第二章。
Let's open the Bible to God's words, First Peter chapter 2.
我们今天只读两节。
Today we're going to read only two verses.
第四节和第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
不过其实从第四节到十节是同一个段落。
Actually from verses 4 to 10, they belong to the same division.
所以鼓励弟兄姐妹回去以后把这整段的圣经还是读一下。
Therefore, I encourage brothers and sisters when you go home, still try and read this part of the scripture.
用你喜欢的语言，我们一起来读这两节圣经。
Using your preferred language, let's together let's read this part of these verses.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。我们在主面前一起有一些祷告。父啊，当你的孩子们一同坐在饼杯的面前，我们实在是满心的感谢和赞美。我们蒙了何等大的福气，我们能够吃你喝你，我们可以享受在你里面一切的丰富，我们也可以借着祷告把自己全然的献给你。我们的赞美，我们的感谢，我们的祷告，巴不得都在圣灵里蒙你悦纳。当我们一同来领受你自己话语的时候，我们求你不只是拨开物质的饼来满足人肉身的需要，我们求你拨开属灵你自己的话来满足你儿女生命中的需要。我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。我们上一次讲到天路客要长大。因为只有长大了才能够经历神圣洁的呼召。那今天的经文彼得接着要告诉我们，
today,
我们长大不是为了我们自己，乃是为着神永远的旨意，为着基督的教会。从这里开始，
Starting from here,
彼得从成长的比喻
Peter from the growing parable,
转换到建筑的比喻
and turn into the analysis of life being a building.
建筑 construction.
construction.
彼得对着每一个天路客的专注，
and Peter towards his attention towards each pilgrim,
转变到对着团体天路客的专注，
and it turned into a focus on the pilgrim,
那我相信我们中间信主久一点的弟兄姐妹，我们都知道在希腊文的动词里面语气有两种。一种叫做 indicative， 就是描述式。一种叫做 imperative， 就是命令式。那你很多会读圣经的人都告诉我们，第一章的一到十二节和第二章的四到第十节是全本彼得前书里面不是以命令或者劝勉式的段落。这两段描述性的经文是彼得前书最重要的根基。一到十二节让我们看见天路客在救恩中有何等荣耀的盼望。而在我们今天所读的这段经文里面，是让我们看到天路客的身份、地位与使命。所有其他的部分都是根据这个经文来勉励天路客在现实的生活中如何的落实。因为这两段圣经是如此的重要，这是为什么我们在讲彼得前书的时候，只要是在这两段里面，我们会非常仔细，因为这两段的圣经能够让我们更多的认识基督，也让我们更多认识我们自己。我希望弟兄姐妹不要忘记，当初读彼得前书的那批人，他们是社会上的边缘人。
They are the marginal people in the society.
无论他们原来的出身也好，
regardless of their own origin states,
还是他们后来因为信仰的关系也好，
or maybe later on because of the faith.
这些人都不是当时社会的精英或者是主流。当时的社会对信耶稣的人有非常多的偏见和误会。这些基督徒到底是怎么回事？到底谁是基督徒啊？他们都搞不清楚的。因为那个时候的天路客，为了躲避逼迫，他们常常是在深夜或者黎明的时候秘密的聚会。
They constantly met in the deep of the night or early morning.
在民众中，那个时候流传着关于他们很多的一些谣言。
And there were many Among the people, there were a lot of gossips and misstatements.
有的人说，哎呀，那些信耶稣的人呢、啊，他们呢、啊，中间的道德行为是很随便的。
Many of them said the Christians, oh, they're moral, they are very casual.
甚至于有人还说，他们那些人啊，男女的、啊、的性的这个 orientation, 性的导向啊，都是很混乱的。
And some people even said the sexual orientation, they are very chaotic.
当然他们会有这样的谣言，也是因为有一些信徒在分享到说，如今在基督里不分男的也不分女的。
To have such kind of rumors is because some people say in those days that they no longer differentiate whether it's male or female.
那更恶毒的一些谣言。
Even more wicked rumors.
说这些信耶稣的人啊。他们要吃人肉喝人血的。更可耻的是什么呢？这些信耶稣的人，他们居然敬拜一个被判死刑的罪犯。这些信耶稣的人，他们对着帝国绝对没有忠心的。因为这些信耶稣的人，他们从来不去祭拜我们帝国所设立的这一些神明。他们甚至于不庆祝皇帝所设的节日。如果弟兄姊妹你知道他们当时所处的环境，他们是在一个非常艰难的环境里，被误会，被毁谤，被舆论嘲笑，甚至于被一些政府官员认为他们是国家的敌人。我每一次想到他们的处境，我常常会有一个感觉，日光之下没有新事。今天就在全世界信仰最开明的国家，这一个国家的基督徒被误会，被诽谤，被舆论嘲笑。基督徒可怜到一个地步，你知道有些孩子到了大学里去，特别到那些名牌的大学，都不敢让人家知道他是信耶稣。而彼得就是在这样的背景下面，他告诉这些信耶稣的人，你们的身份是什么？第四节的旨意。
The direct translation.
跟大部分英文圣经的翻译非常的接近。
It's very close to most of the.
也比较接近原文。
And closer to the original text.
他说：“你们来到主前。
”Said as you come to him, to the Lord.
来到主前。
You come before the Lord.
这个原文是很有讲究的。
This This is the original text, a very deliberate and careful translation.
有一些圣经学者
Some Bible scholars.
包括 Derek Cliver.
And including Derek Cliver.
在他们的研究里面
In their study,
他们告诉我们这一个词
They tell us that this word
是有不但是有来
And not only does it consider the word come
而且是来了要停留在那里享受彼此的关系
They also need to come and stay there, station there and enjoy the relationship
并且可以持续不断继续的重复
And then you can continuously repeat that
这个字在七十四译本里面
And the, this would be the substitute
是用来讲到人到神面前敬拜的动词
And it's considered a verb to come before the Lord and worship him
因为你们都知道在彼得和主耶稣他们那个年代大部分的人念的旧约圣经都不是希伯来文的
You know that in the days of Peter and Jesus most of the Bibles that they read
他们都是念七十四译本的翻译本
They are not Hebrews but they are a translation of the Septuagint
这里彼得在第三节和第四节都是根据七十四译本引用诗篇三十四篇的话
And verses 3 and 4 they actually according to the Septuagint quoting Psalm 34
在诗篇里面他这里是这样子说第五节诗篇三十四篇第五节说来到主面前的必要蒙光照
He says, those who come before the Lord will be enlightened
那问题在哪里
So what is the problem
来到主前
To come before the Lord
在旧约里面
In the Old Testament
这是比登天还难的事儿
Something that is so difficult.
自古以来犹太人的殿里面
From ancient times in the temple
就有一个又高又大的幔子
There is a tall and thick curtain veil
在那里告诉所有的人
Is there telling all people
你是没有办法到主前的
There's no way that you can come before the Lord
旧约只有大祭司
The Old Testament there is only the high priest
一年一次
Once a year
还要带着血
And it has to bring blood
胆战心惊的进去
Trembling with fear enter
进去的时候脚上了绑带了很多铃铛
And when they enter their feet at the bottom of their robe there's a lot of bells
为什么知道吗
Why is that? Do you know?
因为来到主前
Because when you come before the Lord
是极为可怕的事
It's a great and awful thing
一点点的污秽肮脏
Just a little bit of filth and dirt
一点点心思里的骄傲嫉妒
Just a little bit of pride and envy in your heart
你就死了
And you're dead
所以如果听到那个大祭司进去了铃铛不响啊
so therefore it cannot hear the bells all night
外面的祭司就知道这个又挂了
then the priest outside will know that this high priest has died
那就弄个绳子把它拖出来了
so they will just pull out the rope
来到主前
to come before the Lord
这不是开玩笑的事
it's no joke
可是弟兄姐妹
but brothers and sisters
当我们的主在十字架上定时的时候圣殿里的幔子从上到下裂开
the veil of the Holy of Holies was torn out
我们主十字架的死为我们打开了一条来到主前的路
the death of our Lord Jesus opened up a path for us to come before him
从那个时候开始每一个 真实活在耶稣基督里的人。有耶稣基督住在他里面的人。就可以敞着脸。坦然无惧的到主面前来。不用害怕。你不会死。因为你在基督里面。弟兄姊妹，你知道这是什么样的身份吗？世界上没有一个人可以到主面前，除了主的孩子。你知道今天你们活在地上，我们都觉得我们是 nobody， 我们不是什么东西啊。我们不是什么人物。那如果有机会见个大人物啊，我告诉你啊，我们几天都兴奋了。
And if we have opportunity to see someone famous, we'll be excited so many days.
我记得我念大学的时候，我一个教授。
I remember when I was in college, one of my professors.
一个非常有名的教授。
A very famous professor.
他不只是在学术上很有名望。
Not only was he very famous and grand.
很多人很钦佩他有这个脊梁骨。
And everyone's so comforted because of that moment.
但有一天他来上课。
One day when he came to the class.
你一看到他你就知道一定是有喜事了。
And as soon as you see him, you know that something good is happening to him.
那个说不出来的喜乐在他里面了。
There is the inexpressible joy showing on his face.
我还以为他信耶稣呢。下课我就去问他。我说你今天不一样啊。哎呀，你跟以前不一样啊。你怎么了？他笑一笑，从他的那个包包里面拿了一个信封出来，给我看，就拿过来看，是什么呢？
What is it?
是个请帖。
It's an invitation card.
是当时的总统邀请他去做客。
It's the president who invited him to be his guest.
要见一个总统，他就美得不行了。你今天想一想，来到主前，你不要说来到万王之王万主的面前，现在这个普丁跟这个乌克兰不是搞得很紧张吗？那你可不可以说我到普丁面前跟他聊聊？我告诉你，不但你不可以
了，
拜登想跟他讲的话还要约很久。其实我们不用讲那么大的人物了。你现在想要见一个 celebrity， 就是不管是打球的、唱歌的。
So today you want to see a celebrity, whether it's a soccer game members or athletes or singer.
简单吗？
Is it simple?
不容易的呀。
Need a lot of preparation.
弟兄姐妹，彼得在这里说。你们来到主前，你们随时随地， 眼睛一闭
just close your eyes,
你就到主前了。
And you will come before the Lord today.
你这是什么身份啊？这是什么特权呢？天路客就是随时可以到主面前来。来到主前，那这个主是谁呢？这个主是什么样的主呢？那彼得用了一个非常奇特的头衔来称呼我们的主。
Peter is a very special title to address our Lord.
活石。
Living stone.
熟悉旧约的人。
Anyone who's familiar with the Old Testament.
不会稀奇彼得用石头来形容主。
Would not be think that is too so rare Peter to use stone to address our Lord.
因为在旧约圣经里面，石头确确实实是一个非常用来表代表神的一个表号。
Because in the Old Testament, stone is really not being used as a sign or a mark for our Lord.
创世纪四十九章二十四节。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 49,
以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。
The Israel, the warrior of Israel, is the great warrior of Israel.
出埃及记里面有一个会出水的磐石，还记得吗？
In the book of Exodus, there is a stone that needs set on water. Do you remember?
保罗在哥林多前书第十章替我们解释那个石头是什么石头。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 explained to us what kind of stone that is.
保罗这样说。
Paul says,
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下。都从海中经过。
Brothers, for I do not want you to be unaware that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
并且都吃了一样的零食，也都喝了一样的灵水。
And all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink.
所喝的。是出于随着他们的灵磐石。那磐石就是基督。生命记里面有五次用石头代表神。但以理书、
Daniel,
以赛亚书、
Isaiah,
诗篇、
Psalm,
啊、很多、
so、many.
但是
However,
彼得是唯一用活着的石头来描写主的人。
Peter is the only one that uses living stone to describe our Lord.
所有其他地方都讲石头，
All other areas all said stage is stone.
但是没有讲活石。
But they did say living stone.
只有彼得讲活石。
Only Peter did that.
那这里面有两方面值得我们注意。
And in here there are two directions, two areas.
第一个是关于石头。
First one is about stone.
彼得用的这个字。
The word that Peter used.
在希腊文里面叫 lithos.
And in Greek it says little.
希腊文里面用说到石头还有另外两个字。
And in Greek, when they talk about stone, there are two other words.
主耶稣在马太十六章称呼彼得说 Petros.
Our Lord Jesus in Matthew 16 says,
那就是小石头。
And that and little still pebble.
也不是教会建造的磐石上 Petra.
It's not Petra that is used for the foundation of the church.
大磐石
It's a great stone, big stone.
彼得确定
Peter was very sure.
他不要人误会跟他连上关系
He did not want other people to misunderstand and link this to him.
他选的这个字在圣经里面主要就是用在建筑上的石材
and in the Bible basically these are materials used in construction
啊，或者是用来那个磨墨的那个大磨石
or why is the grindstone used in the Bible
啊，甚至于风木穴的那个大石头也是用这个字
even the big stone that's used to seal the stone too
那第二点值得我们注意的
The second point is worthy of our attention.
就是关于活石。
It's regarding the living stone.
活这个字。
The word living.
在圣经中有用来描写活水。
And the Bible is used to describe living water.
用来形容活的粮食。
And it's used to describe a living
bread. Right.中文翻作生命的粮。那在圣经中还有用来形容活泼的道。这些字都在强调同一个概念。基督是永远活着的。并且他是赐生命的主。彼得用活石在提醒我们。我们所跟随的。不是死的教条与规矩。我们所跟随的乃是复活并且赐人生命的主。你如果看这节圣经，很清楚的，这里有一个强烈的对比。弃绝。
To reject, rejected.
拣选。
Chosen.
人神
Man and God
这里的背景
The background here
在盖圣殿的时候
the Holy Temple
这些匠石他们会挑合适的石头
And the reason they will choose the right kind of stone
加工以后
After they work on it
用来盖圣殿
They use it to build a holy temple.
And
some stones.
他左看右看。
They look at it from different angles.
不合用。
Uses.
丢掉。
Rejected. They throw it away.
所有丢掉的石头。
All the stones that they throw away.
就拉走。
And they will just throw it away in
the sky. 跟圣殿没关系。
They will have no relationship with the holy temple anymore.
那在这个背景之下。
Under such kind of background,
我们的主说什么
What did our Lord say?
我们的主说基本上我们的主是这一个活石
And our Lord said basically our Lord is the living stone
但是被当时的宗教领袖还有那些犹太人弃绝
They were rejected by the religious leaders and those Jewish people
直到今日被所有不信主的人弃绝。
And until today, they rejected by all those believers of Christ, our Lord.
但是他却是被神所拣选、所宝贵。
However, he is the one who should be chosen by God and precious to him.
这个对比非常强烈。
This contrast is so strong.
当时的宗教领袖丢掉耶稣，丢到一个地步，是把他钉死在最羞辱、最卑贱的十字架上。
The religious leaders And the religious leaders rejected our Lord so strongly in those days, until in the end they wanted to kill them and put him on the cross in the most shameful way.
但是神就拣选他,
however, our God chose him.
并且高抬他,
and exalted him.
让他从死里复活,
so that he was resurrected from death.
完成了神永远的旨意,
to accomplish the eternal purpose of God.
这个对比强烈, 在彼得里面带下的震撼,
and this contrast is so strong, the shape Peter with the great Lord God.
我们去读使徒行传的时候,
when we read the book of Acts,
我们发现, 彼得在使徒行传每一次的讲道,
and we discovered that every time when Peter was preaching,
都是根据这个为中心,
and it's based on this standpoint.
那当然, 彼得所看到的对比,
and of course the contrast that Peter saw,
也是当时彼得书信读者们的经历,
and it's also the experience of Peter's epistles.
他们是一群被社会弃绝的,
they are a group of people who are rejected by society,
但是他们是被神拣选的,
and they were chosen by God.
彼得前书这么短的一卷书信里面,
and First Peter, which is such a short letter,
有三次提到他们被拣选,
and three times they mentioned that they were chosen,
而且是神所宝贵的,
and it's by God and precious.
宝贵这个字,
the word precious,
有尊贵, honor,
it has meaning of noble,
有敬仰,
and admiration,
的意思,
meaning in there.
神的看法,
God's point of view,
跟人的看法,
and man's point of view,
可以完全不同,
it can be totally different.
但是神的看法,
God's point of view,
会改变一切,
can change all things.
我不知道我们中间那些, 看过宫廷剧的人, 有没有注意到一件事,
I don't know whether amongst us, those of us who have seen those TV series regarding the palaces and the imperial courts, have they noticed something?
一个女子,
a female,
非常漂亮,
very pretty,
非常温柔,
very gentle,
琴棋书画, 样样精通,
skillful in all things,
所有的人都夸她好,
everything, everybody likes her.
就皇帝不选他,
but only the king, the emperor, will not choose her.
这个女的就什么都不是,
and this female can be anything,
对不对啊?
Then she's nothing.
反过来,
but on the other hand,
一个女的什么也不会,
a female doesn't know anything at all, no skill,
长得太一般,
and very ordinary look,
脾气极为可怕,
temperament is horrible,
所有的人都说, 这是什么呀?
And no one likes her.
但是只要皇帝说, 我选他,
as soon as the emperor said you choose her,
这个女的牛不牛啊?
So, don't you think she is so
good? 她就很牛了, 对吧?
Everything is so wonderful for her.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
彼得的这句话对着当时的天路客,
and this verse is to us the pilgrims in those days,
是何等的安慰,
what a comfort that is to them,
对着今天我们活在这个世界上的人,
who are those of us who are living in these modern days,
也应该是何等的安慰,
and it also should be such a great comfort to us.
你不要羡慕别人放一个东西上去, 有200万, 300万 人点赞,
and don't envy those with something onto on the internet, and you have like 2,000 or 3,000 people,
你放上去20个都不到,
and when you place one there, there's not even 20 people who will not get
it. 没关系的,
that's okay.
如果你放上去, 那个天上的老大点了一个赞,
but if you place it there and have your father put a like to it,
你想在永恒中哪一个有价值?
In engine, which one would be more valuable?
被神拣选。
To be chosen by God.
跟被人拣选。
Or to be chosen by man.
人说你好。
Man say you're good.
你了不起。
You're excellent.
你有成就。
You have accomplished.
你有名。
You're famous.
你有钱。
You're rich.
只有老爸说你不好。
As long as the happy father said you're not good.
你有什么价值？
What value do you have?
反过来。
But on the other hand.
人怎么看你都不咋地。
When they view you, they don't think much of you.
你自己看自己也不咋地。
When you look at yourself, you don't think much of yourself.
这是为什么你一天到晚要装着你自己很了不起的样子。
And that's why only tonight you always you pretending that you're so good.
因为你里面知道你不咋地。
Because you yourself you know that you're not that good.
但是如果你真的知道你不咋地没关系的。
But if you truly understand that it's all right for you not to be too good.
老爸看你好。
As long as you have your father that you're good.
你就了不起了。
Then you're really in an excellent position.
啊，有的时候有些人看我不顺眼，知道吗？
There are other people who don't think they look at me and
啊，对我也有意见的。
They have a lot of opinions and criticism.
啊，我常常心里在想。
And sometimes I think happily.
Okay 的。
It's okay.
Okay 的。
It's okay.
耶稣在地上，他们都很有意见的。
Even when Jesus was living on earth, they had a lot of opinions.
我算老几呢？
So who am I?
耶稣都有人批评。
Even Jesus was criticized by other people.
那我给人家批评两句，有什么理由不开心呢？
So why should I be unhappy if someone criticizes you?
记住。
Remember.
我们不但是有特权可以到主面前去的人。
And we are not only special privilege to come before our Lord.
我们是被神拣选的。
We are chosen by God.
我们要快快的讲第五节。你看第五节的旨意。他说：“你们自己也像活石。”我们这些天路客，我们像什么呢？我们像活石。为什么我们像活石？因为我们是活的嘛。彼得前面第一章第二章都讲了我们是重生的，我们像财生的婴孩。
First year and chapter 1 and chapter 2 they also give.
所以我们也是活的。
And we are living.
我们的经历也跟主的经历一样。
Our experience is the same as our world.
我们是被弃绝的。
We are rejected.
被人弃绝。
Rejected by men.
但是被神拣选。
But chosen by God.
那你看这节圣经的时候，有几个重点我要先点一下。第一个重点，你们活石门都是复数，这里强调的是灵宫的建造是需要众圣徒。
And the building of the spiritual house needs all the saints.
一个也不能少。
Not anyone can be standing behind.
神不要几个伟大的属灵伟人。
God does not want only a few famous great spiritual people.
神要的是一个一个的小活石来建造他的灵宫。
What God wants is one by one the Lord of the Rings to get together to build this.
第二个重点。
The second point.
是被建造。
Is to be built up.
换句话说，建造教会不是信徒按照自己的意思来做什么。
In other words, to build up the church is not according to the own will of the saints.
因为不是我们在建造，
Because it's not us who are building it.
是主在建造。
It's the Lord who's building it.
我相信大家都记得在马太福音十六章那里。
And I believe everyone we all remember in Matthew chapter 16.
主说我还告诉你，
The Lord says I will tell you，
你是彼得，
You are Peter，
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，
And I on this rock I will build the church in my church，
我要，
I want to，
是我要来做的，
It's something that I want to do，
要建造，
To build，
我的教会，
My church。
我最怕听到的就是我们常常说我们的教会。
Yeah, what I'm afraid of most is to hear someone to say our church.
教会不是我们的。
The church is not ours.
是主的。
It's the Lord's.
主要建造。
The Lord will build it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你知道这是一个多么让人得安慰的概念。
Do you know what the comforting concept that is?
当时的天路客
The pilgrims in those days,
在那样的环境里面
Under such a background situations,
他们怎么看怎么想
How do they think? What do they think? And how do they view it?
他们都觉得他们的聚会啊是没希望没前途的
They all think that their gathering is hopeless, is no future.
有什么办法呢？
What can we do?
没办法的。
There's nothing we can do.
但是彼得告诉他们。
But Peter told them.
建立教会不是你们的事儿。
To build the church is not your responsibility.
是神的事儿。
It's not responsibility.
你们是被建造的。
You are being built.
你们要学的功课就是做好主叫你做的事儿。让你的生命被破碎被改变
so that your life is broken and be changed.
其他是主的事
Anything else belongs to the Lord's responsibility.
哎，我告诉你，你如果明白这个，你不管在什么样的教会里面，你都可以跟我一样，天天快乐的过日子。
But let me tell you this, if you understand this, regardless of where you are, in which church, you can be happy like me every day.
那第三个重点。
And the third point.
你们被建造它的文法时态英文叫做 are being built.
And the tense that they're using in the verse, this point is saying are being built.
现在进行时。
Present continuous tense.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
这个建造没有完成啊。
That this building up is not completed yet.
我们中间有一些人。
Among us, there's some people.
当初神把这一个又破又旧的礼拜堂赐给我们的时候。
When God gives us in the beginning this old and broken church building to us.
我们一次一次的进来。
We enter this building so many times.
这里也脏。
This is dirty.
那里也破。
It's broken there.
那里在拆。
And that area.
那里在修。
Repairing this part.
坦白告诉你。
Honestly speaking.
怎么看这都不是个好地方。
No matter how we look at it, this didn't seem to be a good place.
我到现在都记得。
Until now, I can still remember.
有两个很可爱的女孩子。
There were two very lovely girls.
跟我说。
Said to me.
叔叔，我们不去了。
Uncle, we're not going to come to this.
我们还是回到原来的教会。
We're going to return to the original.
那里又干净又漂亮。
It's clean and beautiful there.
我只有笑一笑，我说你听主的。
And I just smiled and I said to her, just listen to the Lord.
那个时候我心里面就有一个图画
yeah, that time there was a picture in my heart.
有一次我到一个工地去
One time I went to a construction place.
他们在那个工地里挂了一个很大的牌子
And on that construction site they hung a very big plate.
英文的
In English.
Pardon our appearance.
It says, Pardon our appearance.
请原谅我们现在的这一些你看到的这个脏乱
Pardon this chaotic and dirty situation now.
Under construction.
Under construction.
我们正在建筑中
We are in the middle of constructing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
别人对你不满意，
When other people are not satisfied or happy with you，
你对你自己不满意，
You're not satisfied or happy about yourself，
你对别人不满意，
You're not satisfied about other people，
你求圣灵让你看到这个牌子。
You ask the Holy Spirit to let you see this plate, this site.
Under construction.
Under construction.
神还正在建造中。
God is still in the middle of building and constructing.
建造中的东西都不咋地的。
Things are under construction and they're not so too good looking.
但是那个建造者，那个 architect， 他可是看到的不是建造中啊。他看到的是建造完成的那个美丽啊。
What he saw was the beauty of the completed construction.
天路客因为耶稣基督的复活。
The pilgrims because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
不但成为活石。还被神建造成为一个属灵的房子。彼得在第一章已经告诉我们，天路客成为神家里的人。那里讲到教会就是神的 family。但是教会不只是神的 family， 教会是神的殿。神借着保罗启示我们，教会是基督的身体。神借着约翰启示我们，教会是基督的心腹。这些都是何等荣耀的思想。天路客被神拣选，要做成神的殿，成为神居住的所在。这对着当时的天路客有何等大的震撼。他们本来以为自己活在地上没有意义，没有价值，没有目的。他们做梦也想不到，他们居然会成为神在地上工作的中心。他们会成为神所要住的居所。他们有何等尊贵的荣耀的地位身份。殿就是神的居所。换句话说，神不会再做人住在人手所造的殿。所以拜父不在耶路撒冷，也不在任何一个地方。这是主在约翰福音第四章跟撒玛利亚妇人的谈话。只有这一个属灵的殿才是神所在的地方。有属灵的殿，自然就要有属灵的祭司，自然就要有祭司献属灵的祭。这些天路客做梦也没有想到，他们不但成为神的居所，他们居然被高抬成为属灵的祭司。
And these pilgrims, even in the dreams, they did not think that they will become the dwelling place of God, but they will become the priests of God.
以前的祭司从来不没有把握他们献的祭神喜欢不喜欢。
In the previous, in the old days, the priests that they offer, when they offer sacrifices, they were never confident in that whether that's acceptable.
但是这一群天路客他们有把握，因为他们献的祭是在耶稣基督里借着耶稣献的。
These pilgrims, they were confident that God would accept it because these were spiritual sacrifices offered in Jesus Christ.
新约圣经告诉我们什么是属灵的祭呢？
The New Testament tells us what is a spiritual sacrifice.
罗马书六章十二章告诉我们，把自己的身子献上就是献祭。
In the book of Romans, chapter 6 and 12, told us to offer up your body as a living sacrifice. That is the priest, the sacrifice Jesus.
约翰福音十五章，罗马书第七章，第十五章。
Chapter 15 and Romans chapter 15:5.
都告诉我们福音的果子是属灵的祭。以弗所书第五章，腓立比书第一章告诉我们，我们生命中结出属灵的生命，基督的美丽，那也是献给神的祭。
The Philippians and Ephesians all told us that the those that are offered to Christ, they are beautiful sacrifices to God.
腓立比书第二章告诉我们，我们服事的果效也是献祭。
In Philippians chapter 2 tells us the effect of our service and ministry is also a living sacrifice.
腓立比第四章告诉我们，我们在爱心中去照顾别人，送别人东西，给别人金钱的资助。也是神所喜悦的祭。
Philippians chapter 4 tells us that when we love, we offer help to other people, give other people food and all that, those are also spiritual.
希伯来书十三章告诉我们，我们颂赞嘴唇的果子也是祭。
Hebrews chapter 13 also tells us the praises of our lips are also spiritual fruits.
希伯来书十三章告诉我们。帮助别人和奉献金钱也是神所喜悦的祭。
Hebrews chapter 13 is also tells us to offer up money and to help others is also a spiritual sacrifice.
彼得把当时受逼迫的天路客提高到什么地位
？And how high has Peter exalted those pilgrims in those days?
他们可以到主的面前。他们是蒙拣选被神宝贵的，他们是神的灵工，他们是可以献灵祭的祭司，还有更高的地位吗？如果我们明白了这些道理，
we understand all these reasonings,
我们今天怎么看自己？
How do we view ourselves today?
如果我们明白了这一点，
we understand this point.
我们会不会像诗人一样说，
Would we be like the psalmist and say,
耶和华，我喜爱你所住的殿。你所拣选使他亲近你住在你院中的这人便为有福。
The one that you have chosen to come and dwell in this temple, this one is blessed.
我们必因你居所，你圣殿的美福知足了。
And we will be satisfied to dwell in your holy temple, the beauty of it.
但愿圣灵让我们的心能够一同看见神要我们看见。
May all of us together that we can see what our Lord wants us to see.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们恭 静地把你自己的话交在你的手上，求你用着这些话，让你的儿女生命被你改变，里面的人可以刚强，可以满有喜乐地活在你面前，可以把荣耀归给你。我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。